I'm Ed Rose, and this is a special edition of Citizen Kane. Today's program, available only on 101.7 WXCY Radio, remembers the day that the Earth moved on the hilltop, literally. One of the great things about living in Kane is not having to worry much about the hurricanes, floods, and forest fires that plague much of our nation. Although the killer tornadoes that struck the hilltop in 1985 provided a grim reminder that the power of Mother Nature must never be totally overlooked, regardless of where we live on this earth, it's safe to say most residents of Kane's cozy confines do not lose much sleep worrying about volcanic eruptions or meteor strikes or earthquakes. According to Wikipedia, the earliest confirmed earthquake that was felt in Pennsylvania occurred on December 18, 1737. That quake toppled chimneys in New York City and was reportedly felt in Boston, Philadelphia, and in Delaware. Other shocks with origins outside Pennsylvania were also felt in 1758, 1783, and 1791. Since the year 1800, when two quakes were reported as severe at Philadelphia, 16 moderate tremors of intensity 5 or greater have been experienced within Pennsylvania. At this level, an earthquake is felt by nearly everyone, and many would be awakened if sleeping. Some breaking of windows and dishes occurs, unstable objects are overturned, and pendulum clocks may stop. On November 11th and 14th, 1840, severe earthquakes in Philadelphia were accompanied by great and unusual swells in the Delaware River. Closer to home, on February 28th, 1925, at 9:25 p.m., the earth shook for several seconds in Bradford Quarry and Oil City, but was not felt on the hilltop. The Kane Republican noted prevailing geological wisdom of the time, quoting, "Scientists say that the earth hereabouts is hoary with age, and its crust is shrinking, much like the skin of an apple." Then 10 years later, on November 1st, 1935, at 1:08 a.m., the earth shook jarringly. According to the Kane Republican, the shocks were noticed to the greatest extent in the larger buildings of the business section, which trembled perceptibly. The quake was felt in all parts of the borough, and many residents were awakened, describing the tremors as the worst ever experienced here. Reports on the number of distinct tremors range from 2 to 4. J.K. Wood of 526 Biddle Street, who timed the disturbance, said the quake was continuous for a minute and a half. In another part of town, a resident said that the quake was followed by a sharp rise in temperature, as if a hot blast followed the shock. The newspaper reported that at the Kane Manor, cracks were discovered this morning in a stone foundation wall under the studio portion of the building. One crevice was 2 feet long, it was reported. Several days ago, repairs were made to that portion of the building, and workmen today said there were no cracks in the wall at that time. Thankfully, there were no injuries reported from the quake, and the Kane Manor was the only known property to be damaged. According to newspaper reports, Miss Ann Barlow, a night operator at the Bell Telephone Exchange, said the first shock nearly knocked her out of her chair. She said 2 distinct shocks rocked the Cone Building, the entire second floor of which is occupied by the Telephone Exchange. The windows rattled, the walls shook, and the entire building seemed to creak. Miss Barlow said the second tremor was the most severe, occurring about 30 seconds after the first. According to the Kane Republican, there's always a humorous angle somewhere, and with the local vibrations comes one from a local playboy who had just returned home after a little serious Halloweening. When the lights, furniture, and the bed all moved, and the floor seemed to vibrate, he concluded that he had had a couple too many and made a dive for the covers. Well, that's all for now, friends. Thanks for listening. Here's hoping you sleep a little bit better tonight, knowing the next earthquake on the hilltop is most likely a few hundred years away.